Avid presents Only Ever You by Rebecca Drake. Read by Eva Kamensky.
A quote from Lord Byron. The heart will break, but broken live on. Part 1. Before. Chapter 1. July 2013, 3 months. On the day her life began to unravel, Jill Lassiter smeared sunscreen on her 3-year-old daughter's soft skin and drove her, as promised, to the park. It was a hot afternoon, and she held Sophia's hand as they crossed the road, leaning a little so her daughter's small arm wouldn't have to stretch too far. While they walked, Sophia chattered about the swings, about her plastic ring with the pink jewel, about a small terrier being walked. The older woman holding the leash smiled at Sophia's cry of delight. But Jill's mind was elsewhere, and she didn't really hear what her daughter said, pretending to listen with small sounds of interest. Afterward, she'd feel guilty about this. What kind of mother didn't pay attention to her own child? Except she'd been thinking about 2 bar mitzvahs and a wedding she had to shoot, and attempting to mentally coordinate schedules so she and her business partner Tanya could juggle them all.
Let go! Let go!
Sophia tugged to get free, and Jill released her hand, raising her camera as she watched her daughter run across the grass and struggle onto a swing. She was small for her age, but intent on doing everything herself. Jill offered a push, and Sophia gravely accepted one, but didn't want her mother's help after that. Jill stood to the side and snapped photos, watching her daughter's baby fine blonde hair lifting as she swung forward and back. She had no premonition, no sense of imminent disaster. There were few people at the playground on such a hot day. Even in the shade, it was warm. Sweat darkened the hair near Sophia's temples, beaded slightly on her upper lip. Her cheeks were pink, but she didn't look as if she were getting sunburned. Jill could feel the damp against her own neck and lifted her dark hair for a moment to catch a breeze. She thought they would stay just a little longer. When Sophia ran toward the slide, she didn't think to stop her. It was a safe, modern playground with
Sample complete. Ready to continue?